Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I just cared about Shane Mahanan.
Yeah.
That's all that I cared about was one man.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There he is. The great Bacon Baker puts it off his right boot.
And James Strebel.
Let me see who the hot girls are in UK land and just start following them.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I am willing to jump completely out on that ledge that there is no chance a team doesn't take him in the draft. Somewhere. I'm not going to say where. I don't know where. And with all due respect, I say this with all due respect. If they took Jay Scrubb, they're taking David Johnson.
Listen, I'm with Rummage.
Yeah,
I'm with Rummage on that one.
For a minute, I thought you were talking about Carly Jones.
Yeah, I know you were.
I did. I was like, huh?
That's not a hot take. In fact, the only thing I would disagree with is that's not a limb to say that David Johnson's going to just simply be drafted.
Right.
What the hell's going on?
It'd be a limb if you said first round, but drafted, yeah, I agree with that.
It's going to be quiet today. Mitch is in a mood already. We'll dive into it here shortly. It's The Take. It's 3 o'clock. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680. 105.7. I'm Andy Sweeney. Alongside me is James Strebel. Big Rig hanging out. Mitchell Hannigan back at the station. Fellas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's been a, I've watched a lot of soccer this afternoon,
Andy. You've been watching a ton of soccer lately.
I have.
Lately.
Yeah, I watched it this weekend. I watched two matches today. Watching a match right now. Ronaldo's looking great in his Christmas red and green uniform, so I'm enjoying it.
It's Christmas. Mitch, how are you, buddy?
The summer of book continues.
The summer Booker does continue. You're exactly right.
That's the only thing I want to talk about today.
Is that
it? Oh, that's it?
Do you want to talk about name, image, and likeness? Let's talk about NIL. What will happen? So we have a lot to do today. Obviously, the NBA lottery was last night. I contend the NBA lottery, the way they put balls into a spinner and pop them out is a dumb way to do business.
I happen to agree with you. I think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid, but whatever.
It's stupid.
And so what that means is it's mock draft mania.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Strebel, you did this in your hours and hours of research to get ready for today's show.
I do have prep.
But we have a little bit of prep breakdown on where some of the locals are here. You hear that?
I looked at Givony.
You looked at Givony.
I looked at Givony today.
Right, Givony? Yes. That's it, though.
I looked at Givony. I looked at some other stuff, too. I've got bullet points of things.
Did you only look at Givony of ESPN? Because he has David Johnson undrafted?
Yeah, David Johnson undrafted, Isaiah Jackson 11. I mean, of course that's my favorite draft
prediction. Okay, there you go. That's
lottery for Jackson, nothing
exactly
for Johnson.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
So we can get to that at some point today. I have a thought on Dwan Wagner's son. Is it Dwan Wagner?
DJ Jr.? Wagner.
DJ Wagner.
Yep, DJ Wagner, yes.
I have a DJ Wagner take today. How about that?
I like that.
You
better
like that.
Man, you got some recruit from Andy, yeah.
You like that? It's not a great take whatsoever. So I got something on that. I got something for your boy, John Calipari, at some point today. And I have a question for local college basketball fans. Here is where I need help from the audience. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. 437-9680 on this Wednesday. And in an hour, I'm excited, about 55 minutes, to talk to Pat Forty.
Oh, yeah.
Is his daughter, Brooke, going to the Olympics in Tokyo here in a couple weeks. That's awesome. So we'll get all the stories there, all the name, image, and likeness, all the college football playoff expansion nonsense. We'll get to all of that with him. Really looking forward to our weekly conversation with Sports Illustrated's Pat Forty coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. I don't know, and what I struggle with is I think what I like about the show that we do is it can be self-involved. And the people want to know about sports, but they want to know about the characters.
Yeah.
And that is where we start today.
Yeah.
In an I should say, Strebel is uncomfortable with what I'm about to say.
Well,
okay?
It's been very heavily – actually, I'm not too uncomfortable because it's been very heavily slanted towards me the last 2 days. So I'm glad the light's off me a little bit
You
today.
Did that to yourself.
I did. I'm not denying that.
When you admitted your wife took a break from the engagement for a couple weeks, what did you think was going to happen?
I knew it was going to happen. Okay. I slipped up. That was my fault. I blame myself.
You should thank
but
you.
But I'm glad the heat's off
but
me
heat,
a little bit.
The heat's off you at least today. I don't know. Unless something happens.
Yeah, I could misspeak again.
Yeah, something happens. Cal leaves or something. And who knows what. The FBI finds the Nike file from Ethan Moore at LSL. LSL at gmail.com. So anyway. Mitch is his gambling right now is at an all-time low to where I reached out, and Mitch is not going to like this. He's not going to like this.
Okay.
I reached out to Nikki DeBoot. You may need protection from your bookie. And right now you don't have any, Mitch.
And so I
am providing protection. We are upping security at the ESPN Louisville studios.
Okay.
Just in case.
Yeah.
As Mitchell Hannigan continues to lose bets. And at one point, he couldn't make no more bets. He was stuffed. He had to essentially pay the man. So, Mitch, I don't want to say too much, even though I feel like I already have. What kind of condition are you in right now, especially as a new round of soccer games? Again, you haven't won a soccer bet since the French and Indian War, as Bobby V would say.
That's funny because...
So where are we?
It's all riding on the French today.
Riding or riding?
Riding.
Riding.
It's all riding. Like, how so? What is...
So you were able to make another bet. You hit your limit.
Right.
Okay.
All riding on the French.
What kind of noise was that?
I'm exasperated.
What kind of moan was that? I don't need to hear that moan in my house ever again unless it's coming from me.
I'm exasperated. I thought you were done. I thought you were done. I thought you were finished.
Why did you think he was done?
Because he said he was done. He said
that
he hit his limit.
I specifically told you last night I have to follow through.
But you said you hit your limit.
Oh, yeah. If the French lose, it's done. It's over.
So this is it. This is the last hurrah.
If
the French win today, I mean,
we're not in a great spot regardless, but we're alive.
You're still breathing.
But
yes.
You're dead after this.
Right now you're doing CPR.
Like, if you lose the French-Portugal game, France and Portugal is on right now. If you lose, France has to win the game, right?
That's it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's redemption hour for the French, because this is where this all started, is when they couldn't beat freaking Hungary. They couldn't beat Hungary. I was firing off live bets, going down to Lexington to go to KS Bar, and I was firing off live bets, not watching a single second of the game, because of course the French can beat Hungary, right? It's one of the best teams in the tournament versus one of the worst teams in the tournament.
I mean, and they're facing a Ronaldo. They're facing one of the all-time greats.
He hit his limit. It's the reason. I texted Strebel this, Mitch. You're the reason that they need to legalize gambling.
No, they are.
Because I'm
just
today.
As mad as Kentucky. I'm just like, this is stupid that I have to do this. Like, if I'm going to bankrupt myself, let me bankrupt myself. Why do we got to do it in this secret, sneaky way?
At least help the roads out.
Right, exactly.
The road system.
Infrastructure
for the city.
Yes.
Do the French need to win today, Mitch, though? That could be your problem, right? Can't they tie and it's okay?
I don't know. I don't know. I just get told things and that's what I do.
Sounds like you need somebody else to tell you something different. I mean, you know what I mean?
Listen to his voice.
I know.
That's why I'm just letting it sit. The pain.
I'm just telling you. I mean, it's great content for the show. You know, soccer matches are 90 minutes, so we have.
Yeah, thank God. It only does give us a couple hours.
It really does.
But you might see a man break down here. Slowly.
Mitch isn't worried about the content. Oh, he's leaving.
Look at that. The greatest team in the world, Hungary, just scored against Germany. Man, bleep this effing tournament, bro. Bleep this tournament. This tournament is the dumbest thing. Why did he hold this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what Striebel said, but now he likes it. Now Striebel.
No, it's the worst thing in the world.
He's watching hours of soccer now.
I sat at a bar Saturday and watched soccer for about an hour and a half.
You are becoming Jason Enns.
Without the betting.
Well, he doesn't bet either.
Oh, yeah. He's on a break. I forgot. Yeah. He took a break. You know what, Mitch? I admire you for at least trudging through this and trying to play through it. And I gotta take a break.
We're just going to be funny and be like, it's all riding on the French. I also had Germany to keep a clean sheet, and that just lost because Hungary scored.
God, what?
Like, Germany, one of the best teams in the world, just lets a country like Hungary score. What is with this tournament?
I don't know.
Mitch is going to write Joe Biden, can we attack Hungary?
I'm about to.
Can our military advance on Hungary?
Yes, Texter. I could fund an entire bridge from Kentucky to Indiana if Kentucky would just legalize gambling. Call it the Handigan Bridge.
The handgun bridge.
Oh, man. Ronaldo almost scored, Mitch.
I mean, yeah, can't make you right feel there. Good that Ronaldo's in the game and he's great. And, oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where to start right now. I can't stop live watching this soccer on a Wednesday just because Mitch, he already lost one bet at 3:11.
Yeah. 11 minutes into the match. Germany just lets Hungary score.
You're physically making Striebel ill. That's what I love about it. Is Striebel so caring towards you, Mitch, that he feels bad?
I do. You feel like you're like my nephew or something, and yeah, like, I want to help you.
He feels bad.
I don't know what to do.
And you're
I
the
know
drunk
that.
Uncle.
I mean, they're my decisions. Handigan will pay his debts. I'll pay my debts before I leave for St. Louis. This is just ridiculous. This tournament, man. I don't understand.
Texas says, is ends on a break or a pause? Texas says, one of the worst tournaments in the tournament. Texas says, hey, bro, you have a dining room table I could buy from you.
I actually do. If you want it, I'll sell it to you.
There it is.
There it is.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I knew that. We talked about that.
My eyes are peeled on Facebook Marketplace to see.
Texas says, hey, Mitch, at least Pete Rose won some of his bets. Texas says, Mitch's gambling losses are actually one of the saddest things I've ever heard. Thank you. That's how it's supposed to come across.
Yeah, it's very sad and very just sad. Sad's the only word I could use. I mean, it is sad. I'm hurting for Mitch.
Man. So what interests you guys the most today?
Well,
besides the gambling, which we will get to, we will continue to follow Portugal and France, not for any legitimate reasons other than Mitch's dwindling bank account. Again, he needs France to win, quote, simply to stay alive, yeah. Is the way that he introduced it at 3:05. Let me just go over some of the things that I have for you knuckleheads today. You ready for this?
Yes.
Name, image, and likeness, Mark Emmert came out with, I don't know if he had a quote today. Nicole Auerbach is the first one that I saw at The Athletic that, you know, what we talked about next week, I would expect that we are going to get. Hell, it might even happen. It's only Wednesday,
yeah.
So it might even happen this week, weekend, Monday. We shall see. But the name, image, and likeness, again, I don't want to beat people over the head with it, but they are going to – the NCAA is going to make some sort of framework of rules here. And so we'll talk with Pat Forty about that. So I had a question. I mean, this is a generic question. I want to be upfront with you. I'm not proud about this next sentence. Hang on, Portugal's pushing.
Uh-oh.
Ronaldo nearly had the moment. This man can kick a ball and make love at the same time.
I really do think he could. I think he probably has.
I think, yes, yeah. I think he does that. He practices on a regular basis.
Yeah.
What I'm about to ask you, I'm sure has been done.
Okay.
And I'm not proud of it. But I'm wondering if you guys came up with who is the most marketable player?
Oh, my God.
Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana.
Andy.
Did you have that on your sheet of lies?
I swear to God, look at this.
No, you didn't.
I did, too. I swear today.
And we haven't even talked today.
Most profitable NIL athlete. And I have choices. I picked, like, out of the two major sports, men's basketball and then football.
Right.
And I added Haley Van Lith, because everyone tells me she would be very marketable, I added her.
I think Ryan Howard may be a little bit at Kentucky. Indiana, I have no idea. Sorry.
I put five local players to see who would
there
be
you
the...
Go. I can't believe that.
I did the same damn thing,
I can't believe that.
Same damn thing.
I'm not proud that is where we both had that crappy topic.
We did.
Okay? And it's a crappy topic. Don't get me wrong. And I don't know the answer. We'll get to the answer as we go.
Okay.
Also today... So last night I was watching the NBA.
Yes.
And I don't know why, by the way, I don't know if they'll want to say it or not, but the French almost scored, Mitch, but they didn't. I don't know if they'll want to say it or not, but I always quiz Issel and Pratt with something when I walk in.
Just give him a little question.
I give him a little question, okay? See what the luminaries think.
Yeah.
See what the Hall of Famers think. And I go, I don't know about you guys, I'd take Devin Booker and Jamal Murray over Anthony Davis.
Whoa.
And the luminaries agreed with me.
Did they really?
The luminaries agreed with me. Okay?
You can't go wrong with those two.
But I was watching the game late last night. I know the game took a long time, and I have a take on NBA review and everything else. But I'm watching the game last night, and DeAndre Ayton, who is a sculpted man.
He is.
He is a sculpted Adonis.
Yes.
He has a great body.
He's just a picture-perfect male.
Yes, exactly what he is.
Yes.
He... you know, caught the ball and, you know, flushed it home. Did you stay up for that?
Did you? I did, actually.
He flushed it home, and it was, you know, a great moment. And all I could think of is so many people don't know, and the rest of them don't care about what happened to him at Arizona.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you know, that's a great thought.
It's just like nobody
cares. No.
Like, and it just how unserious –
he was there.
No, no, how unserious it is.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm with you.
Just the whole nonsense. Like, I just laughed about it. Professionally, they become professionals, and there's a big NBA crowd, and I'm sure the Suns fans know because of the proximity. I'm sure
Arizona
they're
exactly.
But like a normal fan, like, wouldn't even be paying attention.
They didn't know he lost to Buffalo in the first round or second round of the NCAA tournament,
he was obviously a focal point of the scandal.
That
had, you know, Sean Miller sweating his ass off all the time.
Except for
underachieving. We know Arizona and Sean Miller have underachieved. The amount of talent. I mean the bidding war.
Yeah.
I just mean all of it. How little it matters once you get by just the kindergarten cop rules, if you will,
of the NCAA. And then he goes in front of millions of people.
No one even knows. Again, there's people that do know and they don't care, and then everybody else has no idea.
I mean, Book Richardson went to jail. he went to jail, and nobody cares. I mean,
Book Richardson went to jail.
Yeah.
Yes.
No one knows about it. But you're right. I didn't even think about that. My mind just went to how, you know, he was very good at Arizona, obviously, number one draft pick. But at the same time, like, he lost the second round, and, like, no one talks about it because he's great for the Suns. And that's all that matters to NBA fans is how great he is for the Phoenix Suns. And then I do have a question, too, about that Booker-related question that I want to throw out there
later
on.
You have a Devin Booker-related question.
I do have a Devin Booker-related question.
All right, I like that.
It has to do with DeMarcus Cousins, too.
Texas says, is Mitch enjoying Clay Travis's new show?
Okay.
Texas says, Mitch going to be selling this bed.
What's the new show? Is it the Rush Limbaugh, the one he's replacing Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, I think that started today.
Oh, it did?
Did you listen to the inaugural
show?
No,
I had no idea it started today.
They're going to tell the truth.
Yeah. Do you know who the co-host is?
I don't know the guy who's
the co-host. Will give me gambling winners on that show?
No, it's Clay Travis.
It's Clay Travis, no.
No.
You'd be all losers.
Again, unless you want to pivot away.
Yeah, you fade him.
You will be alive if France wins, right? But you'll still be down a lot, I guess I should say.
I don't even know at this point. I think since Hungary scored, if France wins, I'm basically even for the day. Which at this point is a win.
It's
just
a major
to be even.
Texas says DeAndre Ayton was worth it for Arizona. I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm saying that nobody cares.
Yeah, there's no talking points.
None of these things that nobody cares. It's just funny. He went number one. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Derrick Rose went number one.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, if Brian Bowen would have been able to play,
he would have been drafted.
He could have went number 30, and no one would have said anything.
Not a word.
He would have went to, you know, the Chicago Bulls, and it wouldn't even been part of the story.
No, not a word.
And the NCAA sitting over here battling about DeAndre Ayton.
Yes.
While he's dunking the ball.
And winning the game.
While he's winning the game in the NBA playoffs, the NCAA still hasn't figured out how to punish going all the way back before he was in college.
Yeah, it's still going on.
And that's all I don't know why I thought of that, but I did last night. So we got a bunch to get to tonight. There was a poll question that went out there for on Twitter. I want to get to that. Streeble's doing the thing again on Twitter as well about Ty Washington.
Hey, yes.
He's falling down the exact same
rabbit hole
that he did before. I had that DJ Wagner take. I have a question for the NCAA. And then after the break, is there something new that now Calipari will complain about? Do we think he'll complain about something?
Okay.
I will tell you what that is, and we'll do that next. Hanging out until 6 o'clock, it's The Take on a Wednesday.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
All right, we're coming in dry. Yes, you can save that for the mixtape. Oh. Go ahead and put your headphones on.
I'm ready now.
Well, no, the computers are faltering right now back at the station.
So
it's The Take on a Wednesday, Pat 40 in a half an hour. And everything is falling around Mitch right now.
It is.
He has seen his final week in Louisville.
I'm going to murder someone back here. I swear. Who loaded stuff? Oh, I'm going to murder someone, dude. Why does the computer work? And why I have backup rejoins loaded into the system just in case something like this happens and they're expired because someone loaded something different. I'm going to murder someone.
Oh, gosh.
What do we do today?
I don't know.
I think Portugal just got a penalty, too. So, you know, everything's looking just splendidly up right now.
I got to get out of the way. I don't know what to do. And Streeple's not saying anything.
I'm speechless. I don't know what this
is. Mitch is in bad. People think this is a bit.
This is not a bit.
It's not a bit right now. We're worried about Mitch. None of the computers work back there.
And this match is...
The soccer match is going. Mitch is in bad shape right now.
He's in very bad.
And it's his last week. Texas says Travis talked bleep about Streeble today. Who's Travis?
Travis who?
Ragsdale? What's Ragsdale saying about Streeble?
Me?
Texas says the show is better when the show's bad. Texas says I'm basically even is a gambler's way to say they are slowly losing money.
Oh, I'm not going to be even because Portugal is going to win. Everything I'm touching loses. It just is.
You need to quit from the St. Louis Cardinals.
What do you
need? You need to mail the person back, and
No, this is it. As soon as this match is over, I'm paying the man, and I'm done. I'm done with this absolute bullcrap. The first goalie just punched the Portugal dude in the face.
He did.
Did punch him in the face. Do you want to talk at all about your feud with Ence right now?
No, because I'll lose because apparently Ence knows everything.
Texas says Mitch once started a gambling podcast. Say something, mean, Streamer?
I don't know what
you
to say.
You got to say something.
When Mitch was doing his gambling podcast, we were like, Mitch, you need to listen to somebody else because your picks aren't working. So he did. He pivoted and started listening to somebody else and taking their bets, and those aren't working either.
But he's on a downtrend.
He's on a downtrend.
And soon as he stops betting, it's going to be the uptrend.
It will.
Now, Ronaldo's lining up for a penalty kick, Mitch. Ronaldo.
I mean, he's gonna score. Portugal. I told you to bet Portugal. Did you bet Portugal?
I'm scared to death of this soccer curse that you guys have done in this Euro Cup. You guys have cursed yourself with this one.
Yeah.
So I'm staying away
completely.
Just staying away because I'm scared. Ronaldo.
Oh,
there he is. Bro. The magic man. The Superman. The talisman, a savior of a nation. He did it again. Portugal 1-0.
There's guys in their underwear in that.
Yeah, because they're probably great looking dudes.
Yeah, just
fit
walk around
dudes.
In their underwear.
Dude, I do the show in my underwear right now.
if I was
a good looking guy, yeah. He's a good looking guy from Portugal.
Yeah, just in his underwear.
Chiseled.
Yeah.
What a moment, Ronaldo. So easy, right off the right boot. To the left side of the net. He does it again.
Did a little pirouette in the air.
Mitchell Hannigan's hopes and dreams continue.
Look at that guy.
To go down the toilet. Texas says Clay Travis talked about Strebel today.
No, he didn't. Clay Travis. He doesn't know who I am. There's no way.
Texas says Mitch needs to get out of the high-speed world of radio producing and get into something slower and relaxing, like sales.
I think Mitch might be finished. I think that might be it.
Texas says Mitch is killing the show and the vibe. Texas says don't murder anyone. That means you'd be staying.
I mean, we can talk about campaign balling out last night. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, campaign.
He thought you meant like a campaign.
I thought you meant campaign like, yeah. Like a campaign. Who's campaigning?
I knew what he said, but yeah. Streamel had this look of confusion.
I know there's a mayoral, there was an election in New York last night.
In New York last night.
When's the University of Louisville player going to score almost 30 in the Western Conference Finals? Still waiting on that to happen.
You know what? You need to pivot back to something you were right about.
Yes, Donnie.
Yes, it'll make you feel better. This is what you get for having such a great weekend.
Yeah.
Where you are up hundreds of dollars.
The text line must be millionaires, too, because they're all telling me, like, why'd you bet on France? So I'm going to hope all those mother effers bet on Portugal, and I hope they're making lots of money right now.
Texas says Mitch is going to bet on Trump being back in office by August.
Is that the new date? Is he coming back in August?
Texas
is that
says,
subtle?
Hey, guys, Clay Travis is awesome. He built his brand and show from the ground up.
Okay. All right, that's fine. If you like him, you like him.
Texas says, when Mitch leaves the gas bags, they'll also start winning.
Is there a game tonight?
Are you going to the game?
Mitch?
What do you mean?
Are you going to the
game? Oh, I thought they're asking you.
No.
No. Are you going to the game?
Yeah, this might be my last game for the gas bags.
Well, hopefully they shower you with beers. I hope that maybe you all win tonight. That'll make the day better.
Texas says, go have a fajita and chill.
That does sound really good right now. I'd love a fajita. It sounds delicious.
I love it. I want to ask you guys this.
Okay.
I put this out on Twitter, and I don't know the answer, but I'm trying to, okay, let me go back. So, Louisville basketball loses David Johnson and Carlique Jones.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
And you know, they kept a bunch of guys, and they bring in Noah Locke. Portugal nearly another moment. Pepe nearly did it.
Pepe!
With the left foot, the Blankenbaker foot. I'm now all in on Portugal, Mitch. I'm sorry. So here is where we stand, though.
Okay.
With Louisville, I feel like we are going to know, especially at the beginning, if you know, it takes them a little bit of time, it's going to be a bunch of new pieces.
Right.
You know, we don't know if there's going to be an injury. They lose Carlique Jones, who very well could have been ACC Player of the Year. They lose David Johnson, and they have to you know, guys need to learn roles and that sort of a thing. That is going to be, if Louisville loses games early, mm-hmm. part of the conversation that we have. I'm guessing, okay?
Okay, and I'm with you on that.
New system,
yeah.
You bring in, if you are to believe that that's what's going to happen, if you play an up-tempo offense, that's a much different offense, and it's going to affect, as a byproduct, your defense.
Absolutely, yes.
So those are the things that I think we'll talk about, and they could change. Like I said, injuries, we'll see what happens with Malik, and all those sorts of things. Lots of time to figure out all the different narratives. With Kentucky, the common complaint for John Calipari, which everyone is tired of hearing. Everybody's tired of hearing.
Even the fans.
Big time the fans.
Yeah.
Is the narrative of we're young.
Right.
Okay, people don't want to hear it. These kids aren't machines. But the youth factor is something that Cal has said, and it's like he doesn't get to pick the groceries.
Right.
And so, of course, it's silly.
Him, right?
I'm not saying it's even wrong, but most of the time when you do it year after year, it is silly, it is worn out. I think the majority of people listening, Kentucky, Louisville fans, anybody else, media, I think they would agree. The thing last year, and Mike DeCourcy really talked about this, and Cal talked about it, was the schedule that Calipari put together. Having
yes.
a young team, not having the offseason, and playing that kind of a schedule. Listen, I don't even disagree with that. Now, I don't think instead of being 9-16, I think they would have been, you know, maybe, you know, 13-13. I still, even if he would have had an easier schedule, don't think they're an NCAA tournament
they still
team.
Would have been
bad. But maybe you win some early games. And the confidence doesn't go out as much.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe. Okay.
But they were so bad.
But still, it was a bad team. Kentucky fans don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to hear it. And for the most part, I felt Kentucky fans were rolling their eyes every time we had Mike DeCourcy on, and he was saying schedule. I sure as hell know Louisville fans were, and I was much of the time. But today. The Big 12 SEC Challenge, well, first of all, got leaked. The SEC put it out and then deleted it from Twitter, and then ESPN PR put it out, that Kentucky's going to be back on the road at Kansas.
Absolutely.
In Allen Fieldhouse, and obviously that is a marquee matchup.
Always great.
And it's always great, and they're always trying to, you know, pair those two teams together, and we all understand why. So that's going to happen, and that's great. And then the narrative picked up over the next couple hours, besides SEC play, that Kentucky's playing Duke in the Champions Classic, likely UCLA in the CBS Sports Classic, mm-hmm. Kansas at Kansas. That's a true road game
true
now.
True road game in Lawrence, Kansas.
None of this crap in Indianapolis.
No
offense,
neutral
Indianapolis.
Site.
No neutral site stuff.
Right.
At Kansas, at Michigan, Louisville at home. And then the SEC that I think will be much, you know, the SEC.
It's supposed to be a lot better this year.
I think has, in the last couple of years, you could make the argument, has started to pick up a little bit.
Absolutely.
I think they have better coaches who are actually doing things.
And they're getting better players in the SEC, too.
Oh, yeah, and there's no doubt about it. I guess I don't want to hear the schedule from Calipari. It's the reason you may lose a couple games. Listen, I just gave you, six games there? Yeah, you may
probably
go like a 4-2 or something like that. But I don't think Kentucky fans want to hear it about the schedule. I think they're happy they're a part of a big-time schedule. That's number one. Number two, you have youth, but you have the entire offseason, and there's no way that Kentucky fans are going to buy some big-time struggle from Ty Washington.
Hell no.
They're not going to buy it. Last year, Devin Askew sucked. Fine. I don't think you're going to get that a second year in a row.
No.
And third, Kentucky basketball is not young. No. I mean, this is not a young team. Sure, they haven't played together. That will be the one thing. But that's how every team is going to be.
But they're doing it right now.
When everyone transfers and everyone leaves early, and it's crazy, every team's going to be dealing with that to some extent. And so, especially if Mintz ever came back, they're pushing Lance Ware and Keon Brooks down our throat.
the leaders.
And so, when you look at I don't think Kentucky fans are going to do the schedule. If they do, that's bleeping lame.
Yep.
You don't have the youth. You don't need to start Ty Washington game one.
If he can start Wheeler.
If he ain't ready, you don't need to give him 32 minutes a game immediately like you did Devin Askew, and we have seen be a problem. I don't know where the excuse is.
No excuses this year.
No, there is. No, there is. Cerebral, there is. I don't know what it is.
He'll think of something. He'll think.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
What's the pivot?
He'll think of something if they lose early. If they lose that early game to Duke, they lose, you know, to UCLA. If Johnny Juzang comes back, that's going to be a super interesting game, depending on what his decision is going to be. I still think he stays in the NBA.
He's a mid to late second round. Just about everywhere I've seen.
Right. He's not a first-round guy, you know, as of now, but I don't know. But if he comes back, that's a super interesting game. And like you said, they got Notre Dame, who beat them at Kentucky last season.
Oh, yeah, Notre Dame. I didn't even bring up
that.
Yeah,
they're going to stay, but they beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
In Lexington last year, so that's interesting too. So with all that being said, you're exactly right. There is no foreseeable pivot. You've got Tshiebwe. This is going to be his third year.
And he's been on campus.
Since like January or February, whatever.
Since January.
Yeah.
Keon Brooks,
third year. Lance Ware, second year. Dante Allen, second year. If Mintz comes back, his second year, Kentucky, sixth year in college. Sevier Wheeler, his third year in major basketball.
I'm with
him. There's no pivot.
Ty Washington, top 15 player.
Top 12 player.
Damian Collins isn't even having to be the starter.
He's not. No, he can sit and roll behind Keon Brooks, possibly.
He's in a position to where you're not relying on him to be 33 minutes a game.
Kellen Grady's fifth year in the NCAA. I mean, there's no. You're right. There's no youth pivot.
Yeah.
There's no youth pivot.
And Cal will come up with one, but the pivot of they haven't played together, it just doesn't hold up this coming season.
Because they're practicing right now.
Yeah, and it just doesn't hold up.
Everyone
is dealing with that exact same thing. Louisville's replacing their backcourt. They might be replacing their five guy at some point.
Depending on what happens with Williams. No, you're exactly right. When they're pushing out video of the team practicing as they're doing right now, and, you know, big eye emojis and wow, look at this. And Dante Allen's putting on Instagram the guys practicing and all these other things. You can't use any of those excuses. So it's going to be Cal's going to have to do another type of magic trick. Usually he does a magic trick to fix.
He's going to fool you guys.
He's going to do something.
He's fooling BBN. I just don't know. Win.
Yeah, but he's going to do it. If they struggle early, he's going to pull a magic. It's going to be. This is ridiculous. Why did I schedule this? This is ridiculous. That's my guess. Even though it's going to be a stupid excuse and nobody's going to buy it, to me, that's the leader in the clubhouse. And I didn't even bring up Michigan. I mean, Michigan's early too. I mean, that is a bear of a schedule. I love it. I don't want to hear the excuses.
No, it's good.
I want schedules like this for Kentucky basketball. This is what we want. I'd rather Kentucky football do like not Nick,
no,
not
you don't.
This tough.
No, you don't.
But at least
Stop
one
it.
Type
Stop
of marquee.
Stoops.
Game.
Stoops.
He's not going to.
No.
I know.
No, are you kidding me?
I know
me?
He's not, but I'd like to see them play somebody else other than Louisville because blech. But, I mean, seriously, I want to see – this is the schedule Kentucky basketball should have. No bitching, no moaning, no crying. Go 4-2. Go 4-2. I can see losing at Kansas. Fine. I'll excuse that away. That's okay. But don't go 3-3 or 2-4 or 1-5. Win some damn basketball games. Get your ass back in contention as a top 25, top 10 team going to the Final Four. Let's go. I don't want to hear any of it. And Kentucky fans shouldn't want to hear any of it either.
Texas says Cal hasn't even complained yet.
Oh, not yet.
I'm coming up with last year. I think if Kentucky were to struggle early, I think schedule will be
it's
what
be
he
schedule.
Says.
It's going to be schedule.
I'm crazy. I don't know what I was thinking
what
for this
I
schedule.
Doing?
We're a brand new team. We got youth here, and these guys have never played each other.
You and I could write the script. We could write the script of Larry Bott asking a question and Calipari answering it, and then Michael Bennett asking a question. We could do a script, Andy, exactly what he was going to say.
Texas says, hey, Strebel's Richmond still on the schedule?
No, not this year. Not that I've seen, anyway. I remember that tough tournament team they were going to play in Richmond. It's going to be a barometer for Kentucky, and Richmond didn't make the tournament.
Who was it with Louisville? UNC Asheville.
Was the
big barometer.
That was the barometer.
Right.
Well, then they switched to Western Kentucky.
Was the big barometer.
Yeah, because they had
Western
Charles
Kentucky
Bassey.
Make the tournament? No, they didn't.
They made it in the NIT. No,
I knew
they
that.
Lost in the – I think they lost in the conference finals.
They did.
Tournament, I think, is what it was.
Like in overtime.
Yeah.
Texas says Cal will say they don't have enough size. Texas says
– yeah, they do.
Strebel says Ty's a top 12 player, so he must be 12th. Texas says, per Jody Demling's site, the rumor is Mac is now going after a three-star JUCO.
Yes.
There you go.
That's not a rumor. That's what he goes after. I mean, this is, he goes after Jay Scrub, JUCO, L. Ellis, JUCO, and he goes after guys in between 60 and 100 range. That's his sweet spot.
Texas says maybe UK doesn't struggle. That very well could be the case.
It could be the case. They could all, like, all this, all the shooting they're supposed to have and all the maturity they're supposed to have, maybe that does carry over and they don't struggle. I don't think they'll struggle. I think, like, I would guess with that schedule, those six games,
and they might lose, they might lose some games.
Yeah, I think
right.
4-2
they
is
might,
fair.
They might drop a game or two. I don't know how good any of those teams actually are.
I don't
like
think
Notre
Kansas,
Dame. I think UCLA, especially if Juzang comes back,
they'll be good.
Is supposed to be damn good, right?
Michigan should be damn
Michigan
good.
Michigan is going to be good. Duke, I don't know. I don't know. You might have a penalty kick coming up here, Mitch.
Uh-oh, Pepe did something. What did Pepe do?
Is this the moment? Pepe will line up and try to bring a nation back. Texter says, let's see here. What's the magic trick if Louisville beats Kentucky again? Oh,
that's
I can't
not gonna
wait.
Happen. That's not gonna happen. I mean, you got your
which
you got
player
your
did he put on top of their shoulders if that happens? Is it L. Ellis?
Oh man,
no.
Is it Sam again?
Matt Cross.
I thought it was David Johnson.
No, was it Sam Williamson?
No, it was Sam Williamson.
Sam's. I laughed at it because at that time Sam Williamson wasn't doing anything. That's before.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Yeah, that was before he started being a double-double machine.
Yeah, I'm going Matt Cross. I still
Matt
don't
Cross.
Really know what Matt Cross looks like.
I have no idea.
Because he's not on campus yet.
He's still not on campus?
No.
Well, I mean, better get to that, Matt Cross. Maybe Max should text him. Hey, we're practicing basketball over here. He's supposed to be one of the
best
shooters,
if I was Matt Cross, I would want to stay in Miami as long as possible before I had to come to Louisville.
I'm not
just
blaming
saying.
Him. I'm just saying, you know, Chris Mack, get your team together. Let's
Texas
go.
Texas says Jay Scrubs on an NBA playoff roster, he made the right decision. Well, who says he didn't?
We're not arguing that.
No, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Good for Jay Scrub.
Yeah.
We're not blaming Jay Scrub.
Yeah, who said he didn't?
Yeah.
437-968. Yeah, I wanted to bring that up with you knuckleheads and kind of see what we have going on. You were drooling over Ty Washington.
I was because
you're making a very similar mistake.
Wait, I don't
wait,
think
the
I
French
am.
Have a moment.
Oh, here we go.
You're gonna get the right. You're gonna get the tie
is
here, man.
You're ahead of me just by FYI.
Okay. Is it Mbappe? Who
no,
is
no,
this?
It's not. I just saw him running
Who
down
is,
the field.
Is this Mbappe?
Oh, that's a man. They're
man,
going.
That's Benzema.
Oh my God,
Benzema! I know that guy. I don't know where he's from. I remember playing him in
from
FIFA.
France.
Benzema, thank you, Mitch. Benzema, here he goes, and
he, got
he
it,
scores
Mitch.
In the back of the net.
He got
right
it.
Foot into the left side, and Benzema brings it even in the 47th Ooh. Minute, saving the kneecap of Mitchell Hannigan.
I have to admit, this is exciting.
Look at you.
This
You're
is exciting.
Now.
I am engrossed in this. I am. I really am. This is interesting sports. I'll admit.
You know why? Because
You're
there's money
ugly,
involved.
You're such an ugly American.
I am. I don't run away from that.
No, you don't want to try anything, but when you do, you like it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I do. I'm
You're
enjoying
this. Soccer
I
right
am
now.
I'm enjoying this. Yeah. I mean, part of it has to do with Mitch. I think that's actually like
exactly, 80% because there's money involved.
Well, not my money, but your money. So, yeah, I'm excited by it.
You should just go hang out at a sports book for a day.
I've been there. I've hung out there. I hung out there before. I absolutely have.
And not with your family or your work or like be a man. You don't have to bring your sister
no,
along.
You saw how I was. That was mainly stuff. I was.
You were drunk.
I was having a good time. What?
Yeah,
like,
a bunch of
teachers.
That's a bunch of teachers.
And what were we all doing?
Ugh.
Partying.
Texas says, "Bruh, tell us what you did during the pause."
No. I didn't. I've gone over this, bruh. I talked about it for 2 days, bruh. Go F yourself, bruh. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Bruh, are you married, bruh? You got a girlfriend, bruh? Are you single, bruh? Tell me your life story. Text it in. Let's hear it. No, you come call in. Bruh, call in
call
and tell
in
us your situation.
Seven, nine,
Let's talk
six,
about
80.
Your situation. Call in. Let's hear it. Come
there
on. Come
oh,
on, big
what's
boy.
The last four
call in.
Digits?
Oh, goodness. Texter says they
he
would put
in,
Mitch on their shoulders because if they win, he no doubt bet against them.
I think I did bet. I can't remember who I bet. I think I bet Louisville.
Diener's listening and goes, Strebel needs to set up an account. He can. He's in Indiana. DraftKings.
I don't have to set up an account.
He doesn't. He wants no part of gambling.
I don't.
It's
I
too
don't.
Bad.
It is. I just. I'm. I just
He's seen
like...
the highs and lows with me.
Look, I've. Yes.
Yeah, the highs and lows. Yeah. Well, there's been so many highs.
Yeah, mostly the lows. But it you to me, like I was hesitant before because I just don't like losing money. I'm a penny
Here's
pincher.
The thing with me. Like, I said this the other day. When I'm, like, so, like, engrossed with something, like my anti-Donovan Mitchell take, my anti-Louisville women's basketball take, my anti-Indiana football take, I win those $100 bets. When it comes to everything else, it loses. So maybe I just need to, like, pick one specific team in this tournament to hate and just fade the hell out of them. I think that may be Germany right now.
Texas says, time stamp it, mark it, Louisville versus Kentucky. Louisville wins 71-65. J.J. Trainer, player of the game.
God, these
only
fans.
71 points?
I mean,
and that Ross McMahon's offense?
They really think that
the same offense they're running with the Suns, right?
Yeah,
Did Monty Williams steal it? Didn't he go over to New Zealand for an offseason to get that offense?
I heard Devin Booker did. I heard he flew to New Zealand last year, and he worked out with Ross McMahon specifically for months.
Texas says, insecure daddy has contradicted himself four times.
I have not.
I don't believe you have.
Either. I haven't at all. I've been very consistent on my story, which is the true story.
Texas says Big Rig is now a soccer guy.
I don't know if I'm a soccer guy, but I am interested in soccer more so than I ever have been.
Texas says 2 weeks ago when Antigua came back, Strebel was blabbering Final Four. Now he's hoping for 4-2 in the that's a great point.
Going 4-2 in that schedule and making the Final Four is a completely plausible. Absolutely. That's still a good record with that six. Those six games, 4-2 is a great record with those six games. Look, Louisville dropped out of the Cincinnati game. You can't play Cincinnati. You know,
he's not playing Cincinnati because his buddy got fired and is in a lawsuit.
Oh, well, boo hoo. Are you chicken, Mac? Are you chicken?
No, that's why. I'm telling you
that's
why.
That's fine. I know that's why. You know but what? I don't want to hear anything from Louisville fans
that's
and their bum schedule.
That's a story we haven't even talked about.
We haven't. I just brought it up.
That's a shame. Thank you for that.
Well, I did.
You're a hero.
I'm not a hero. I'm just saying I brought
we
it up
didn't
because.
Even talk about that.
You're crying about the schedule. It's like, y'all don't have a schedule. Who's why? Louisville's out of conference schedule?
Kentucky?
Kentucky, yeah, and they're going to get their ass beat. And I can't wait for that to happen. They take that three-point win against a 9-16 team like it's gold. You know why you treat that like it's gold? Because it never happens. It ain't happening this year either. You got to come to Rupp when it's going to be full of fans, and you're going to have Ty Watchett balling out. You have Oscar Tshiebwe dunking on all your bum bigs. I mean, what's Wizards are going to do when Tshiebwe, who looks like an Adonis, looks like DeAndre Ayton out there, just boxing him out, slamming in his face? The Big Wiz, do the Big Wiz clear-out play. Leave Tshiebwe and Big Wiz one-on-one. Let's see what happens. Dunk! Dunk!
What happened to you? What made you flip like this?
I don't know.
You were just sitting
these
there.
These Louisville fans talking smack about their basketball team's good. That's what. Like, they didn't miss the tournament either. It pisses me off. 9-16. You know what? Your record doesn't matter either because you make the tournament, stupid.
Well, I agree with that.
I mean, the 9-16. I'm sick of it. I can't wait for basketball season. I can't wait. People.
Well, you got football season.
Who's more excited, football or basketball season? Basketball season. Because of this. I can't wait for basketball season. Football season, yeah, it's going to be fun and great. Basketball season, I cannot wait for it. I cannot wait to play Louisville. I cannot wait for that game.
Wow,
God,
look
I can't
at you.
Wait for that game. Ooh, I'm so pumped for that
what
game.
What happened to you? You're taking Mitch's shine right now.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Mitch.
Mitch was supposed to be the hero today.
I know. I apologize.
His losing.
I know.
Look at
but
you.
It's just a few
you
of
need
those
to have a
textures.
Bush light.
I do
Good
have one.
God.
Okay, I'll settle down.
Oh, my God.
Those textures get me sometimes.
Texas says Louisville will be favored by 6.
Oh, God.
Texas says focus on getting double-digit wins, big boy.
Focus on getting in the tournament. Focus on winning a tournament. Focus on winning a tournament game. Conference, NCAA, whatever. Just get a tournament win. Try. It feels good for that to happen.
Texas says Strebel's foaming.
I'm not foaming.
Texas says the bra text set Strebel off.
That was the one. I think it was really the one. Was. That's the one that turned it on. Yeah, it got me going.
Texas says, Rupp may have fans, but Ethel and Harold don't make much noise in their seats.
They do for Louisville.
I'd like that. Well, they sell them.
Yeah, that
might be the case.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to take a break. Looking forward to talking with Pat Forty. We'll do that next, taking you up until 6 o'clock here on this Wednesday on ESPN 680. All right, guys, I need to tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling. We love BJ Heating and Cooling around here. They've been in my home. They have been in Strebel's home as well. And whether you need a full system replacement, a tune-up, regular maintenance, whatever it may be, they got you covered at BJHeatCool.com is the website. Phone number 812-283-7221. Like I always tell you guys, they're on call 24-7, 365 for any of those emergencies, free estimates, upfront pricing, whether it be for your home or your business, they got you covered at BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. And right now, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. If you have that room that's difficult to cool down or heat up, depending on the seasonals, Bryant mini splits, they go right on the wall. They're quiet and efficient. Research them for yourself, BJHeatCool.com. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.